Well, Australia's reigning world aerials champion Laura Peel will hit next month's Winter Olympics in gold medal winning form after landing a stunning jump to win the World Cup event before heading over to Beijing. She crushed her rivals, let's be honest, JJ, in Utah's Deer Valley Resort. Her seventh major title en route to her third Games. And she joins us on the line, I think, from Quebec. Laura, welcome and thanks very much.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on the line. This was an emphatic statement, Laura. I mean, a runaway win on the eve of the Games with a marvellous jump. So I'll get the terminology right here. A back full, which in layman's terms, I think, is a triple twist, triple backflip, correct?
Yeah, exactly. It's a triple backflip with a single full twist in each flip.
So I think you'd said that you'd been working on something of that degree of difficulty for a long, long time. So to pull it off so well on the eve of the Games, that must have you in a great headspace at the moment.
Yeah, I've competed that jump a few times before and I've had some good results with it, but I've never done it quite as well as I did it last week. So the timing to pull it off like that is amazing.
I believe you scored 118.05. Yeah, in that final at Deer Valley. Can you explain to us who aren't across the scoring system as to how you are scored or how you're judged on your jumps?
Yeah, that sounds about right. So we're judged on our takeoff, our air, our form, and then our landing. And so that's out of 10 and you multiply it by a degree of difficulty. So the harder your jump is, obviously, the more points you can get. I think a perfect score for a full is about 128. So 118 is the highest score I've ever had and pretty stoked to get a score like that.
We're speaking to Winter Olympian Laura Peel. She's here for the McCafe Deluxe Iced Coffee drive through and enjoy the sweet taste of summer at McCafe today. But Laura, I was reading, you're cooking up something even better, aren't you? What did you pull off in training before this World Cup final?
Yeah, so I did a quadruple twisting triple backflip for the first time in my career. It's something that the men do week to week, but I'm only the third woman to do it on snow. So something that I'm really proud of, definitely. Still got some work to do, so we've got a little training camp now ahead of the Games. But, yeah, definitely looking to do a few more of those.
How do you train when you're away from the snow? You can't always be jumping. Do you do use trampolines? Do you do foam pits? What sort of things do you do to continually try and fine-tune the jumps and the flips without actually being out on the snow?
Well, we're one of the few lucky winter sports that actually gets the summer. So we practice our jumps into a swimming pool. We have big plastic ramps that simulate the jumps on snow and we're wearing skis, ski boots, wetsuit, life jacket. We ski down these plastic ramps and perform our tricks and land into a giant swimming pool. And we've recently just got a new facility up in Brisbane, which has been game-changing for the Australian team. So, yeah, we practice on water, but, yeah, I think the fun stuff starts when you take it to snow.
So, Laura, your background, born in Canberra, you're 32 years of age now, so you've been around for a while. This is going to be your third Olympics, as we said off the top. So how does someone from Canberra get involved with aerial skiing at a serious level like this, obviously? What's your path to the here and now?
Well, obviously Canberra isn't too far from the New South Wales ski field. So I grew up skiing my whole life. My mum loves to ski. My family loves to ski. And I also did gymnastics, and in 2002, I saw Elisa Camplin take home Olympic gold, and that really put aerials on the radar for me. Once I sort of reached my peak in gymnastics and retired, I didn't quite feel done flipping. I wasn't ready to be done as an athlete, so contacted the Olympic Winter Institute of Australia. I had a trial for aerial skiing, and basically I never looked back.
So anyone who's been to the top of, I don't know what you call it in your line of work, but the runway basically, and look down at the ramp, I mean, that's an intimidating sight. Now, there has to be a moment where, you know, you cross that bridge for the first time. What was that like for you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have three kickers, so we have a single, a double, and a triple. A single, you do one backflip off, the double, two backflips, a triple, three backflips, and I think every season you start on the single and you show up and even that one looks big and scary. But Yeah, obviously you get used to it. There's a lot of practice that goes into it. In the beginning, you spend a lot of time making sure your skiing skills are up to scratch. Trampoline, we all came from acrobatic backgrounds, so we all know how to do a backflip. So it's a little bit mind over matter. There is a lot of fear in our sport, but it's also a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You've been able to, fortunate enough in your sport, to compete all over the world. What is your favourite city or venue to compete at?
That's hard to say. I mean, we've been to a lot of places and places I would have never thought that I would have travelled to, like Kazakhstan or Belarus. We spend a lot of time training up in northern Finland, and I think that's one of the most beautiful places I've seen. Real winter wonderland.
So, Laura, just coming back to this quadruple twisting triple backflip, only the third woman to do it in history. So, for the record, I think Lydia Lassila was the first, and the former world champ Ash Caldwell of the US was the second. So, with Beijing in mind here, are you going to roll this out regardless, or is it a matter of keeping it up your sleeve and you'll do it depending on how the scoring's going? I mean, what's your thought processes when it comes to this particular jump, which is obviously going to carry a pretty big element of risk?
Yeah, look, I think we'll see how we go. I want to have it up my sleeve and ready to go if I need it. Obviously, it's going to depend a little bit on the conditions on the day and how I'm feeling and how the field is looking. I don't think we're going to lock in any decisions now. I'm just going to take it jump by jump on the day.
Speaking of Laura Peel, soon to be three-time Olympian. We love nicknames in here, Laura, and I love your one. I don't know if you go by this, but it's certainly been documented. The Real Deal Peel.
Rolls off the tongue well, doesn't it?
I like it. I'd be happy with it. I'd be happy with it. And your interest outside of aerial skiing, I think 10-pin bowling gets a mention.
Yeah, look, I wouldn't say it's a massive interest in mine.
Come
we're
on,
fun
Sam.
Every now and again.
Oh, wait.
Are you a nutritionist or a dietitian? You're interested in food and nutrition, I believe.
Yeah, I have a bachelor's degree in health science in food and nutrition. I'm also a yoga teacher. Love to practice yoga. But yeah, it all fits together quite nicely.
So, Laura, what's the plan? We've got you in, obviously, in Canada at the moment, but what are the next couple of weeks look like in the lead up to Beijing for you?
Yeah, we'll be here in Quebec for another couple of weeks, and then from here it's pretty much straight over to Beijing. So it's pretty freezing here. We've got around minus 20 every day down to minus 30.
Wow.
So a bit of toughness training leading into the game.
How often are you on the road? How much time do you get to spend back here in Australia versus what you are spending on the road competing and training and preparing?
Yeah, not a lot. Unfortunately, COVID has reduced that even more. I left Australia at the beginning of June 2021. Haven't been home since, so missing home a little bit, but it's definitely all going to be worth it.
And all the family, I imagine, Laura, will be tuning in. Do you feel that support from back home, even though you're on the other side of the world?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're pretty devastated they can't get over to Beijing to watch the games, but I think they've got a bit of a viewing party set up, and you know, with all FaceTime and everything, it's easy to stay in contact with people now, which helps.
Well, it's great to touch base. It has been with our Winter Olympians this week, Laura. Awesome to talk to you. Well done on the World Cup, and best of luck for the big one to come. Obviously, the Winter Olympics in Beijing. We wish you well, and we thank you very much for your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.